Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Showing Up to Your Life podcast and YouTube channel. Art Burns here. Really excited. And you there, hope you're excited too. just realizing that my guitar is now in the picture here. That kind of looks good, doesn't it? It was not intentional. I actually just set the guitar up last night because for the first time in a long time, I actually took my guitar out and started playing it. rusty as heck, but felt good to just play, you know? You know, a lot of times, you know, this practice itself, you know, can seem like a lot of work, right? Like when we talk about, you know, okay, you got to do your meditation every day and you got to, you know, you got to also do your informal, practices, you got to practice compassion, you know, it sounds like a lot of stuff, right? And it can start to feel like a lot of work, right? And in a manner of speaking, I guess it is, right? But it's very possible to approach it with a playfulness. And we've talked about that here before, you know, and so I just wanted to touch on that here. It's not the topic we're going to talk about today. I just actually literally just noticed that the guitar is in the shot here. And so it looks pretty good though. It's better than having just an empty space over there. So I kind of like it. But anyway, more on that later. but yeah, you can consider, you know, some of these practices play, and that's definitely a positive, a helpful thing to do, right? If we consider it anything in your life, right? If anything that you're trying to accomplish, right? You're trying to do something new. You're trying to build a habit. You're trying to, you know, learn a new skill of some sort. If you can convince yourself that it's easy, that it's fun, and that it's simple, well, that's going to help you, right? That's just psychologically true, right? So if you, you know, so if you do your practice every day, if you approach mindfulness, and this is what we're going to talk about in a second, if you approach mindfulness with this sort of intention of being playful about it, well, then that's going to be a very beneficial thing to you. And so let's talk about intention, because that's what I wanted to talk about today. I know, lately we've been talking a lot about trauma, and we're talking about, authenticity, and we talk about a lot of really big topics these last few days, you know, and they're important to discuss, obviously. And tomorrow we're gonna get into some more stuff. Tomorrow I think I'm gonna open the can on that whoop ass that you all are asking to hear about about my story of growing up with my trauma. And so that's probably gonna happen tomorrow. But so today I wanted to take a little bit of a pause and talk about a very simple practice, okay? Because I hope you recall that, you know, this work is not about just understanding it with your mind, right? With your brain, with your embodied brain, right? It's not enough just to understand this. And I've told that story quite a few times. You know, for the first 6 months of my mindfulness journey, right, I wasn't practicing. All I was doing, I was reading lots of books, which was how I always learned in my life, you know? So it's felt very sort of intuitive to read a Jon Kabat-Zinn book and a Thich Nhat Hanh book and feel like, okay, yeah, I get this. I understand it. So that's all I need, right? Just like understanding things that they teach you in school, right? They don't teach you to practice your knowledge of history, right? They just teach you about what happened in history. You know, the only places you get into that practice thing is in like an art class or I guess somewhat in English class too. If you're writing essays, you're putting what you have learned to work, you know, but it's only with art and music that you actually think of, you know, actually practicing something, right? And so, in the first 6 months, you know, I was relying on just my learning understanding of this work and kind of having the faith and the assumption that that would be enough. And it was for a long time, right? Like, you know, for 6 months, I had people in my life, you know, saying like, wow, what are you doing differently? Like, what's up with you? So you seem so happy and so lighthearted. What's going on? And so it was definitely having an effect. But the problem is that after a few months, about 6 months, I just slid back into the person that I was, right? And that's what's always going to happen. You're always going to come back to who you are. And that's why we practice, right? Because when we practice, what we're doing is we're literally changing who we are when we practice this work, right? Because we're changing ourselves into somebody who is more present, who is more accepting of the present arising circumstance, someone who approaches things with more compassion and more curiosity. someone who's more generous, someone who's kinder, someone who's more, you know, able to let go of things, right? These are the things we practice, and they result in a difference in the way that you approach your life on a moment-to-moment, you know, in your moment-to-moment experience, right? And so that's a key way in which it differs from practicing something like guitar, right? So when you practice guitar, it didn't change who I am. I'm me able to play guitar, right? It doesn't change the way I approach my entire life. I mean, a little bit, I guess, but not in a major kind of overhaul kind of way, right? It doesn't change my moment-to-moment experience. It changes my experience the moments that I'm holding the guitar in my hands and playing it, right? And so there's the difference there, you know, in terms of the practicing that we're doing for mindfulness, right? So today, I want to talk about a very, very simple, like the most basic concept of practice, okay? And this is something that you can do, you know, very simply and very, quite frankly, very easily, okay? And what I'm referring to is intentionality, okay? And we can practice intentionality very, you know, we can cultivate it through the practice very, very sort of deliberately and in a very simple way. And I'm going to give you some hints and some tips on that. But first, let's talk about what intentionality is, okay? And why it's so important to mindfulness, right? And in fact, it's key to mindfulness, right? It's everything with mindfulness in a certain way, right? Because as you know, like people, you know, anybody in the world, right, is going to drift in and out of periods of mindfulness, right? Even without practicing, even without knowing that it's going on, right? You, everyone you know, you come across moments where, you know, right now I'm really feeling grounded. I'm feeling like in the flow with everything that's happening. That's the feeling that you have when you are present and you're paying attention to the present moment, right? That's what happens. Mindfulness practices, right, ask us to pay attention in a particular way, right? Which is purposefully, on purpose, right? We're not simply hoping that we come across these moments of mindfulness, because as I talk about here a lot, the moments when you need it the most, those are the moments where it's not going to just happen by chance, right? Those moments when you're triggered, when you're in a high stress situation, when you're, you know, feeling emotionally overwhelmed for whatever reason, right? In those moments, the mindfulness is not going to just naturally occur. I promise you it's not, right? And we could get into all the brain science of why that is, but that's a long conversation, right? But the fact of the matter is, that's why we practice, right? So that when we need it the most, right? Or that's why we do it on purpose, I should say, so that we develop and cultivate the ability to do it any moment of any, you know, or really every moment of every day, right? So that we're kind of always ready for whatever life dishes out to us, right? We're showing up to life in this new way, right? And so intentionality, right? Being intentional, even in, you know, like being intentional about doing dishes is to practice mindfulness. Being intentional about feeling your body as you take a walk around your neighborhood, that is practicing mindfulness. Being intentional about just sitting still and feeling your breath, that is mindfulness. I could go on and on. I think you get the picture, right? So the idea then is to simply set an intention, right? Now this is, you know, this is key. Every time you sit down to a formal meditation, you're setting an intention in the beginning. And in fact, when I teach people meditation, right, the intention is the real focus in the very beginning, because the idea is that simply setting an intention is kind of enough in the beginning, right? Simply setting that intention, because remember, the minute we say, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to try to meditate, you're practicing mindfulness, right? Because you've stopped, you're paying attention to what's happening as it's happening, and you're doing so without judgment. So that's mindfulness, right? So simply setting that intention every day is kind of enough. That said, it's really not enough, right? That's not going to get you the wonderful changes that I talk about in this podcast, right? And so then we can look at it as setting the intention, right, is a very small meditation in and of itself, right? It's kind of like a seed of meditation, if you will. And so every day setting an intention eventually that intention leads to, say, 1 minute of meditation, and then 1 minute turns to two, two turns to four, four turns to eight, eight turns to 16, and now you've got a robust and amazing meditation practice going, right? And so I invite you to try that, right? But even, let's not even go there right now, okay? Maybe you're a real beginner in this stuff. Maybe you've never tried mindfulness before. I know that I have a couple new subscribers to my YouTube channel, so maybe you're just being introduced to this for the first time ever. And if that's true, I am so excited for you, because you are at the very beginning of what is going to be, what could very, very probably become the most impactful and wonderful thing that's ever happened in your life, right? I hear that from so many people, and I say it myself too. So even if you're not necessarily setting the intention to, you know, to do the meditation, which I do encourage you to try that, right? At least once a day, right? Pick a time every day. And it does help to pick a similar time. It doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be at 1:13 p.m. every day. But every day in the afternoon or every day in the morning, you know, get your body used to that rhythm, that timing, right? And try to do that, right? Try to just say, okay, I'm going to sit here for three breaths, right? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to pay attention to the next three breaths that happen in my body. And then get up, and that's it. You're done. That was a great meditation, right? Do three breaths for a week. Next week, I'm going to do six breaths. Right? Simple, really slow, really easy, really small, gentle moves. That's what we're looking for here. Okay? But now we can also be intentionally. Now what I just described, setting the intention for a formal practice, right? That's formal meditation, right? But as you know, that's only half the story. Right? We can, you know, and that's like the guitar, right? Like if we only meditate in a formal way, yes, eventually it will, you know, neuroplasticity will happen, of course, and we will start to be more mindful, you know, in a way that the guitar doesn't do, right? Like I said before. But if we're only doing formal meditation, well, then we're missing out on this really a much deeper way of altering ourselves, of creating this sort of new way of processing things, right? This new way of controlling the energy and the information that's flowing through your body all the time, right? Like you can, you know, if you practice it all the time, then, or at least, you know, bring the practice into your moment-to-moment experience in life, well, then it's going to, you know, it's going to get its roots down there into your life, and it's going to benefit you that much deeper and that much more impactfully and that much more profoundly. And so informally setting an intention looks like this, and this is really kind of fun and really, really very rewarding and very helpful. And so I strongly recommend that you try this, okay? When you wake up in the morning, right? And as early as you can, like if you can, as soon as you open your eyes, maybe even before you open your eyes, right? You can set an intention, right? Now that intention should be something that is specific to you, right? But I'm going to give you a couple of ideas, you know, based on the things that we've talked about here, right? So you could set the intention to say, today I am going to be more attentive to everyone around me, you know? Today, I'm going to be more authentically me. I'm going to try to be more authentically me. Today, I'm going to do kind acts for three different people, right? Whatever it feels like, right? Whatever calls to you, set the intention to do that in the morning, right? Because there's a really wonderful, amazing thing that happens in your brain when you set an intention, right? You give your brain, and there's a lot of brain science behind this, and I don't want to go too deep into that because frankly, I'd have to research and figure out to make sure I'm not telling you something that's erroneous. But the idea though is that, you know, the way it functionally happens, right, is that by setting the intention, you kind of give your brain a kind of target, right? It says, okay, That's what I'm shooting for. Now, a lot of times you'll forget about it, right? And it'll, you know, especially in the beginning, right? Life is going to show up and life is going to take you this way and that way, hinder and yon, and you're going to be, you know, in that kind of, you know, monkey mind thing. That's eventually that's going to happen, right? And so the idea then is, as you keep setting that intention every morning, right, what happens is your brain starts to kind of believe it in a certain way, right? And it kind of materializes into action, right? And this happens on a subconscious level or an out of consciousness level, right? This is not something that is, you know, it's just sort of a flow, right? And it's a process, right? But it starts with that very simple act of setting an intention, right? Now, this sounds really simple, doesn't it? And it's super easy, right? All you're doing, literally the only thing you're doing in this practice is saying just that. Today, I am going to be more authentically me, right? Or I'm going to try to be authentically me, whatever the words are in your mind that you know, your inner dialogue speaks to you, right? That's it. That's as easy as it gets. Right? Like, what could be easier, right? Than just, that's, what is it, 10, 12 words, something like that? It'll take you seconds, right? So what's so hard about it? Why don't more people do this? Well, the hard thing is, frankly, remembering it, right? Because, you know, and that's the thing. Most of us, we have, you know, we have all these habits that we live by, right? We're very automatic people, very automatic creatures, I should say, us people, right? We like things automatic. Your brain likes things to be automatic, right? Your brain is processing, you know, billions of bits of data every single day. Billions. Do you all know the difference between a million and a billion, by the way? Little segue, little pause here for a little fun math thing. So I heard this like a couple of years ago, and I tell it to everybody I get a chance to because it's so mind-blowing. A million seconds is about 11 days. A billion seconds? When I first heard that, I was like, okay, a billion must be like, okay, maybe say 100 days, something like that, right? 35 years. So with that scale, okay, that's how much bigger a billion is from a million. I mean, to us, for most of us, it's just an extra zero, right? Or an extra three zeros, right? It doesn't make it like a, you know, it's like, okay, you know, it's such an abstract thing. But when you put it into the context of, holy crap, you know, a million seconds is 11 days, but a billion seconds is 35 years. That's staggering. So with that scale in mind, right, that's how much information your brain is processing every single day, every day. And so your brain wants as many things to be automated as possible. Your brain's a very busy thing, okay? And it's got a lot of stuff to worry about. And so the more stuff it can kind of set on that back burner, put it to simmer, okay, that's set. That's good. That's what we're going to do. So, and your morning routine is that, right? Like, that's what your morning routine is. You know, you wake up, same side of the bed every day, most likely, right? You get up and I encourage you to examine this, right? Examine this over the next couple of days. And this will be a practice of intentionality and mindfulness in and of itself, right? I didn't even think of this until just now, but see if you can track your morning routine for the next few days, right? And see if, you know, without trying to change anything, like, be honest, hold yourself to accountability for your honesty, right? And allow yourself to just see what you do. And again, this will be a great practice of mindfulness, right? Because you're being objective, you're being like disidentified with it, right? So, but check it out. And I'm sure that you're going to find that you wake up again on the same side of the bed every day. And that's a no-brainer. We all do that, right? You probably, you know, maybe you probably go to the washroom, you know, take care of business, right? And after that, you know, I'm I'm very confident that you, and I don't know what it is that you do, but I'm confident that you probably do the same thing every morning, right? And, you know, maybe it's you reach for your phone, you check in with social media, maybe it's you have something to eat maybe first thing, maybe you have a glass of water first thing, maybe you work out a little bit. Whatever it is, I'm sure that it's a routine that is pretty well set. And if you track this, again, with an honest, an open, non-identified, you know, view, if you track this, you might be surprised to find that, you know what, I can't believe I do all this stuff every single day. Like, I really didn't think I was this automatic, right? And you can find this in other areas of your life. The morning routine is just a very common one, right? We all wake up in the morning, right? Or whatever time during the day we wake up. We all wake up at some point, right? We open our eyes, we get out of bed, right? And so that's just a very common, aspect. But I'm sure, you know, a lot of people will find the same automatic behavior with your commute, right? You probably take the same exact route to wherever you go, whether you go to a commuter train or you drive right to work, you're probably taking the same exact route. You probably stop at the same, you know, bagel shop or whatever it is on the way. You probably get a similar breakfast every day, right? There's all these things and you can examine these things and it's fascinating, right? There's no judgment to be made, right? It's just, it's fascinating. And again, if you start to feel like, wow, you know, I'm so boring and so automatic. No. We don't want to get there. No. What you want to say instead is, wow, how amazing is it that my brain makes all of this automatic so that it doesn't have to worry about it? What an amazing efficiency. If the whole world could run with the efficiency that my brain does, my gosh, this would be a different place to live. That's the way we want to look at it. Doesn't that sound playful too? Doesn't that sound like kind of goofing around about it a little bit, but not goofing? I mean, it's serious, but it's playful too. Like you can't take it too seriously. Right? Because then we get into the emotions of shame and guilt and you know, self-loathing and it's so heavy, right? You know, but it's very true to say what I just said, that your brain is doing something amazing. And this can be applied to trauma as well. You know, the adaptation that we do in trauma, with addictions and with certain modes of behavior, right? These are wonderful responses that our bodies have in answer to a traumatic experience. This is amazing. I mean, wow, so cool. And this is the way we should look at things, because there's no shame in any of it. Right? There shouldn't be. It's not something that you did, right? You didn't go, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you didn't say, okay, every morning I'm going to do the same boring thing every day, right? I'm going to become more boring. You didn't do that. This is something your brain did. It has nothing to do with you. It's just your brain doing its thing. And it's awesome. All right. So back to our intention. So in the morning, you know, as soon as you wake up, really, like if you can even do it before you open your eyes, right? Cool, right? But don't, you know, it's okay if you can't, you know, but as early as you can, right? Simply set the intention and pick one, okay? Pick one for the first week, right? And just say, this is what I'm going to do today. And if it was me, if I was coaching you, I would want to kind of play with this concept of authenticity. Right. And I would want to say, I want to encourage you to say every morning, say to yourself, today, I am going to pay attention to being more authentic, or to be authentic. It doesn't have to be more, but I'm just going to, you know, practice authenticity. Let's put it that way today. Right. And so what happens then is, whatever that means, right? There's no, like, you know, it doesn't, you know, you don't practice authenticity so much. You either are authentic or you're not, right? And that's a very subjective experience. And so by saying something pretty, you know, pretty open and even a little vague like that, right? It allows you to process, well, what does that mean to be more authentic? You know, can I feel authenticity? Can I see authenticity in my actions and in my words? And as I start paying attention to it, now I might say, wait. Oh, that is not me. That is not authentic. Now I see it. And once that happens, once that first aha moment happens, now it's like, okay, now I'm cooking. Now I get this. Now we're in a groove. And before long, very, very quickly, in fact, you're going to start really, you know, making some progress on that. Okay. So, you know, again, this practice is super simple, right? All you're doing in the morning is setting the intention for, again, whatever it is you want to be. But if I was coaching you, I would say, let's play with this authenticity topic, right? Other topics, though, if you're really not interested in that, other topics could be more more compassionate and kind, to listen to people more, to slow down a little bit, you know, to eat less, to buy somebody a cup of coffee today. You know, you could set all kinds of intentions, and so play around with it, right? Be playful with it, right? But now the biggest challenge with this super simple practice, the biggest challenge that you're gonna have is remembering to do it. Okay, so now two pieces of advice I have on that. Number one, when you forget, please forgive yourself. Okay, don't hold it against yourself, because again, your brain is going to fight this a little bit, right? Your brain made these things automatic for a reason. We already told you that, right? But once your brain realizes that what you're doing is actually helpful, then it's gonna give you resources. So it's about getting through those first couple of weeks, right? That's all. Once you get through those first couple of weeks, your brain starts keying in, you start feeling a little better, you start noticing some differences. Boom, at that point you are on a roll, right? You are headed, you're over that hump and you're flying downhill, screaming with the wind blowing through your hair, and you're having a blast, right? I promise. So if you forget, forgive yourself. Okay, please do not blame yourself. It's not going to help the process at all. I promise you that. In fact, it's going to hinder the process. It's just going to move that spot that you want to get to that much further away. Okay. Now, let's get creative about this. Okay, what can we do to remind you, right? I mean, I am a huge fan of Post-its. They are recyclable. Okay, you can probably find some that are made of recycled material. I mean, you know, these little guys especially, I mean, you can just write the word intention on like 10 of these things, right? I at one point had one on the ceiling above my bed, right? So that every morning, literally, as soon as I opened my eyes, I saw that and I was like, okay, yeah, now I remember. Right. Another way is write it in lipstick on your mirror in the bathroom. Right. Like I said, like almost, I mean, as human beings, right, it's a biological function. We have to use the restroom in the morning. Right. And so every morning you're going to see that and it's going to remind you. Right. Post it on the coffee machine, post it on the refrigerator, post it on the dashboard of the car. Because the other thing is that you can also remind yourself throughout the day, right? Like remind yourself of your intention. That's going to help, right? I mean, it is going to naturally happen, but it's going to take time for it to naturally happen. The more reminders you can have, the more you're going to accelerate that process of remembering on your own, where you don't need the reminders anymore. So again, on the computer at work, on the dashboard of the car, you know, set up something on your phone, right? There's many ways you can create something on your phone. You know, on the coffee machine, and on the refrigerator, on the car keys, you know, maybe wherever you hang your or put your keys in your house, put one of these there, right? Again, I love the ceiling one, right? You know, maybe recruit some family members and see if you can write it on their faces, you know? Be creative with it. Have fun with it. Laugh at it. Laugh at this whole silly world that we're trying to get through, you know? That's the idea of this work, right? Like when we learn to laugh, when we learn to laugh at the difficulty, when we learn to laugh at our own failures, and but not laugh in a place of ridicule or in any kind of malicious kind of way, but laugh like you would laugh with a little kid, right? Like a little kid going down a slide, you know, just cracking up, right? There's nothing funny, but they're just, this is so fun. Look at this, right? So I hope you're able to put some of these practices into your life. And of course, as always, if you're looking for some help in that area, okay, this is where a coach can come in handy. Okay, there's many different options of coaching, right? I am always looking to create new groups for coaching. And so that just requires, you know, say 5 or 10 people saying, hey, I want to do this and I want to spend less money than it takes for one-on-one coaching. And, you know, that's what, you know, so I'm sure there's probably 10 of you right now who would sign up for that, right? Like $20, $30 a week, something like that, as a group of people. And it's great to work in a group too. So I'll take requests. I mean, if I get 10 people, I'll start a group tonight, you know, like seriously. I mean, not tonight, but I will. I mean, we'll have a meeting within a week for sure. You know, we can get that started, right? But maybe you prefer a more tailored, customized one-on-one approach, and that's okay too. Right. There's an economy of scale. Right. So if you have, you know, I always look at it like, what is more scarce for you or more, you know, valuable for you? Is it your time or your money? Right. Because if you have more money than time, then one on one coaching, you know, we can get done in, you know, 20 or 30 minutes what you could get done in an hour and a half with a group. Right. One on one. Right. Because it's much more intensive. So we usually do about 45 minutes a session, right? And so in that 45 minutes, you get a lot done, right? Whereas in a group of 10 people, it's going to take more like 2 hours. You know, if everybody has something that they ask and all that stuff, not every meeting is going to be 2 hours, of course. But, you know, but certainly it's going to take more time is my point, right? It's just logic, just physics, right? And so it you know, where on your scale that is, right? If you'd rather spend less money because you have more time on your hands, well, then a group session might be the thing. If you have more money than you have time, you're a very busy business owner or whatever, well, then that's your answer, right? But both are available. That's the point, right? And if you want to find out and you want to get started, it's very simple. Link in the description, right? Calendly, click it. My calendar will open up. You'll see the dates, right? Everything except Monday and Tuesday. Well, Monday and Tuesday are being grayed out. Everything else looks like you can click it. Click on a day that, oh, Thursdays are usually good for me. Okay, let's see. On Thursday, there's 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. available. None of those days really work for me. Maybe next Thursday, or maybe instead, let me see Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday, look at that, 1 o'clock. Perfect. Click it. You know, follow the prompts, enter your name, your email address, and that kind of stuff. And then you're done. We will have our coaching session. Okay. So, and we can talk about these kind of practices. We can talk about these kind of hacks. We can talk about all the different ways in which I can help you to facilitate this change in your life, because this change leads to the changes that really, really matter. And I'm living proof. And I have scores of clients behind me who are also living proof. You can go on my Google reviews and look at what they've said, or we can just have a chat and I'll tell you all about it. All right. So anyway, I hope you got something out of today's session here, today's podcast. Gonna be back tomorrow. As I said, it's gonna be a trauma thing, so we're gonna bit of a heavier kind of thing. Maybe not so much laughing, but we have to laugh too with that. So we'll work it in. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Wish you well. I'll be back again tomorrow. Take care, everybody.